Well, morning sunshine. Yeah, it's about to be daybreak. I'm surprised you woke up on your own, princess. Well, that's what you are, right? Oh, you prefer when I call you nosy? Okay. Are you ready to set off? Good. Right. Okay, I'm going to give you a rundown of our route. Here. You know how to read a map, right? Good, because that would be embarrassing if you couldn't. Right, we're here in Nor Village. And your territory, I believe, is here, right? Within the mystical forest. Good. You know where you live. Okay. We're going to go through this deep forest here. It's called the Whispering Forest. Normally, it's not quite safe for just anyone to go in. But I've been through here a few times. I know a route. We should be safe. Through the Whispering Forest, we're going to go through a little bit of a swamp area here. And then some more forest area. And right here will be the tricky part. Deadly cliffs. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Nosy, I thought you said you could read a map. Yes, we could go through the neighboring town here. But you should know that's part of orc territory. And last time I checked, orcs are trying to get you. We're taking the safer route around the town, through the Whispering Forest, through the swamp, and those cliffs. Oh, you knew that. You knew that, huh? Okay. Nosy, I've been through this route 100 times. You're safe with me. As long as you listen to what I say. Capiche? No, I don't want any sass from you. Do you hear what I say? You understand? Whatever I say goes. Good. Now, I want you to meet our ride for the journey. This here is Bechamel. Say hello to Bechamel. Yeah, this is Jake's favorite steed. And we're lucky that he's generous enough to lend her to us. Oh, come on, Nosy. She's not the prettiest, but I assure you, Bechamel here is one tough horse. Why don't you say hello? Looks like Bechamel likes you. All right. You've ridden a horse before, right, Princess? Well, I'll be doing most of the riding, and you're just going to be right behind me. And all I need you to do is just not panic. Yeah. It's going to be a quiet ride. Yeah, it's nothing like your fancy carriages, so it might be a little rough for you and your royal needs. Oh, you've ridden a horse before. Well, okay then. Go on up then. Show me. Nosy, I thought you said you've ridden a horse before. And you're saying you can't get up on one by yourself. Maybe you've ridden ponies before, but horses. Yeah, they're quite tough to get on. Oh, you can you? Right? Show me. Up you go. Come on, it's easy. Just put your left leg here. And prop yourself up. Come on, up you go. What are you doing? You're stuck. Okay, come here. I'll help you. Up you go. Well, that was hilarious. Well, you're on, right? Right. So, get used to it. That's how it's going to feel like for the next 2 nights. Yeah. I strapped our supplies right here. You can lean on them. Just be sure not to sleep, okay? Because if you sleep, you might just slide off. Right. Excuse me. Ooh. There you go. Down, Bechamel. Good girl. Right, Nosy. You strapped in? Right. Off we go now. Oritas Kriteva Nozo. Are you falling asleep there? Well, I did try singing a more upbeat song this time, but still, you're dozing off. I guess it's fine. It's getting dark anyway. It's not safe to travel on this path any further, so we're going to camp here. Come here. Get down. Whoa! Not so fast, Nosy. Ah. Really Do you always need me to catch you when you're falling? Ah, down we go. I think this tree stump is nice. What are you doing? Building a fire? Are you crazy? No. No fire. No, Z, we're near orc territory. I don't know about you or your race, but orcs, they see really well in the dark. They'll see this fire from a mile away. I'm not taking any chances. What are you doing? Stop. What was that? What's this thing here? What? Oh my god, Nosy, I can't see you anymore. But I still know where you are. I smell you from here. Yeah, your smell is quite distinct. Ah, I see. So it's a sphere-shaped barrier. Oh, yeah. Aren't you full of surprises, Nosy? It's big enough to have Bechamel inside it, too. It's perfect. Right. If you had this, why didn't you use it earlier? It could have been useful for traveling. Oh. Doesn't work that way? Of course it doesn't. Oh. Okay, so it's a stationary thing. You can't move it around while you're on horseback. Wow. Okay. I guess we can make that fire after all. Right. Let me gather some twigs. There we go. Well, this is a flint. How else are we going to start the fire? Oh, okay. I'll back off. What? Okay, you can start fires too. Okay. Elf magic is pretty cool now. Yeah, it's honestly pretty impressive. Most of the magic that I've seen, normally those sorcerers, they require some kind of catalyst. You, on the other hand, seems like you just have things appear out of thin air. It's incredible. Yeah, I suppose everything has its limits. But hey, we got fire now. Perfect timing, too. I was starting to freeze. Yeah. It gets pretty cold out here. Especially at nighttime. Hold on. Since you've shown me some magic, let me show you mine. Hold on. I'm gonna put a pot here and pour some water. Perfect. And while that's boiling, I'll get you something. Of these?
Well,
don't be surprised. This is Eastern magic. I got it from a witch just a few months ago. Oh, come on, Nosy. You of all people should know. Not all witches are evil. A lot of them are simply misunderstood. Kind of like me. Besides, this isn't your typical voodoo magic. The witch that I got it from, she said it was more of alchemistry. Science. Yeah, so this vial here contains dried up leaves. And if you mix it with boiling water, they turn fragrant. And the water becomes this delicious, warm drink that just soothes you from the inside out. Oh, looks like the water's boiled. Right. Let's get this pot away. We just mix it like this. And we wait. Come on, Nosy. You know what they say, the best things are worth waiting for. Oh, you agree? Oh, you do? Looks like we finally agreed on something. Right, so, when you get back, to your kingdom, and hopefully we can just sort this out, maybe avoid the war, what do you plan to do? Well, I was thinking, maybe once all of this is over, I'd make a little place right at the outskirts of Nor Village. I'm thinking of making this nice little cozy cottage. Nothing much really, just a nice fireplace, a bed, and like a nice dining table. Yeah, just a nice place to settle down. I was thinking that maybe you could come visit. It's just that these past couple of days has been really fun catching up to you, and it'll be a real shame if it would just stop. Yeah. It's generally really nice to talk to you again, just like old times, don't you? Last night in the inn, I thought we had like a nice little connection, so I just want to see where it'll all go. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. I know, it's difficult. It's Yeah. You're a princess, and I'm just a half-orc. That wouldn't look good for you, or for me. What are you doing, Posey? You want me to be honest? I don't think I should. Posey. I love you. I always have. Couldn't stop thinking about you all this time. I tried my best to forget you, but I couldn't. Now you're here, closer than ever. All I want to do is just hug you tight. But you and I, we live in two different worlds. Two worlds that are just trying to kill each other. And I keep thinking to myself that even in the slim chance that you do feel the same way, it's never going to work out. I don't know whether I can protect you or give you the things that you need. And I don't know whether I can make you happy. Seriously. You're still as crazy as ever. Okay. You're right. You're more than capable of protecting yourself. I should just be asking you the important question. Do you feel the same way as I do to you? Would you like to try and see where this relationship leads? All right. Let's try. Mm-hmm.